Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you're looking for a Christmas gift for maybe somebody, saving some money, or maybe even just for yourself, you want to treat yourself, coming up at 8, 7 Central, about an hour from now, we will be doing the 12 Dots of Christmas, continuing that, hooking you up with an Amazon Echo Dot. Right now, it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Oh, man, I'm going to be the one that falls for this. But security experts are throwing a warning out there that holiday shoppers need to be on high alert for spam scams. They say malicious emails, they're disguised as a delivery notification or maybe an online purchase invoice, like, you know, your bill online when you buy something. They say that they're on the rise during this time of the year. And to avoid the scams, keep your systems updated and run security software at all times. Also, train yourself to not click on links in emails, especially emails related to shipping. I was talking to Liv the Web Girl about this the other day, about ordering stuff online, and you get this too all the time, where it's like, is this a real email from this person, or is it like a fake, like they're fishing trying to get my information email?
I literally always have been getting emails like, oh, your shipment has sent, and then I look at it and I'm like, wait, that doesn't look like a normal thing. But at first you think that, you just see the subject line and you think that it's real, and then I see who it was sent by and I was like, okay, this is definitely not real. I get this all the time.
Yeah, not good at all. So be aware of that. Mom, are you listening? Be aware of that. All right, now I was telling you, Liv, I've got a job that I can help line up for you. It's about $100,000 a year, but you're probably not going to be able to be on the Joe and Alex Show anymore. A wealthy family posted a job opening that will definitely get a ton of applications. The family is looking for someone willing to travel the world and take photographs. So the salary, $100,000.
That sounds like my absolute dream.
That's what I thought. The family said the job would be for a year, but could last longer. I mean, you know, unless you're bad, they might cut you. But the family says it will be visiting places in Europe, America, and Australia. And here's some of the events that they're going to go to, and they want you to do some photography for. They're going to go to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Carnival in Rio de Janeiro, and the Grand Prix in Monaco.
So my only problem is that when I get drunk, my photos can become a little blurry.
Well, you'd be on the job. You couldn't drink.
Do you think that they'd be okay with that?
No.
Probably not. I mean, it depends on how well you can, like, hold it, you know, or handle yourself.
You couldn't partake that much in the fun because you'd have to be the one taking those pictures. This is totally my, like, family goals, though. Like, as a wife and a mother, is to have a personal family photographer that follows us around for Instagram. This is everything I've ever dreamed of. I hope I make enough money to afford this.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, yeah, I have $100,000 disposable income for a photographer. I can afford that. Now, this is really cool, and I'm going to put the video up online on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. But this is, like, the ultimate tribute. Christmas tree. It's honoring fallen officers across the country, and it's actually is in Indiana. The Boone County Sheriff's Office in Indiana is honoring officers who were killed in the line of duty with a special Christmas tree. The tree features blue ornaments that represent each of the 137 officers who were killed this year. Each of the ornaments is handwritten and features each fallen officer's name, rank, and end of watch date. So it's sad, but it's also really cool that they took that much time, personalized these, and put up the tree right there. It's sad that it's full of those ornaments, but to our men and women that serve and protect, I think it's really kind of a cool thing, saying that we support you and we care about you.
Yeah.
And finally, Alex, you need to eat more oysters, because if you don't know this about Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show, she's the pickiest of picky eaters, but this girl likes to slurp down an oyster.
I love it. The brinier, the better.
Ugh. Okay. Well, did you hear this guy? He was having a lunch. It was about $14-15 his lunch was, and he found a $4,000 pearl inside his meal.
No way.
Yes, a diner at New York City's Grand Central Oyster Bar, a really famous place, found about a pea-sized pearl in his $15 lunch, and it could be worth up to $4,000.
Where was he eating at? Like, what state?
It's called, in New York, it's called Grand Central Oyster Bar.
Oh my God, I literally have gone there twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this could have been you. He was taking a bite and became concerned because he felt like, oh, ow, what is that? And he thought, is it a filling? Did I chip a tooth? No, it's actually just he kind of bit the hard thing, was the actual pearl.
Oh my gosh.
But he thought he broke a tooth.
Good thing he didn't swallow it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, it could have came out later.
See, he must kind of chew his oysters a little bit before swallowing, because I don't. I just put them in my mouth and swallow. I don't chew it at all.
They're saying the odds of this happening, though, are so incredible, because the whole process is like they get them, they kind of shuck them like they're kind of already open. The fact that they cook them, that nobody saw it during the process.
That's wild.
Because, you know, if I was a cook, they'd be like, oh, a pearl for me.
If a pearl gets by, what else gets by?
Oh, yeah,
you're
true.
Saying that they were like fried oysters then? They weren't raw?
No, like it was part of a dish.
Okay. Yeah, then that is really rare. But I thought they were raw oysters that they had just shucked.
No, it was part of like some like cooked meal, but I guess it's only happened one other time in the past 30 years that the chef knows. So that being said, Sunday, you guys want to get some oysters?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Last time I went to that place, it wasn't very good service. I will say that.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, maybe somebody was mad they didn't get an oyster with a little clam inside and a pearl. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it all out. Go to joeandalexshow.com.